Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, I know it's been kind of a wild week, not a whole lot to talk about. Usually on weeks like this, we might have one cancellation, so we just have one game to talk about. But no games to talk about this week, as both of your games were postponed from Tuesday and from yesterday. You guys were supposed to take on Garner yesterday. That game will be moved to Monday. Let's talk about the times where you guys were able to be on the practice floor. I know you had a couple of days on the practice floor and probably been some communications via messenger or whatever else you guys are using. So talk about what you guys have been doing.
Yeah, see, both the snow dates happened to hit on game nights this week. You know, in the past, you might miss a couple practices or something due to the weather, but have the game without the practices. But this week we were able to practice every day and just not play the games on game night. So a little bit different on that end. But continuing to sharpen up our execution on both ends of the floor is pretty much what we've been doing. And still got a little bit of the sickness bug going through the team. So so that's had some girls out with illness a little bit as well. So kind of a unique week, I guess. Like I said, practicing every day and not getting to play games, but that's the way Mother Nature wants it, so we deal with it.
When you guys don't kind of know who your next opponent is going to be, how does that affect when you're practicing? Because obviously, on Monday you're working for Tuesday, and then after Tuesday you're working probably for Friday, and then all the stuff comes up with Friday. So when you guys have that where you don't really know who your next opponent is, what do you guys work on?
Work on what we do, right? Rather than worry so much about the opponent. But we've played everybody once, so we got that film to go back and watch, and the kids can obviously watch that film as well. So it's kind of just continuing to do what we do, and then might, like you said before, kind of with our messaging and however we communicate, we can kind of get out some scouting report stuff if need be for the opponent. But you kind of prepare for everybody at the same time, right? And then hope, the games get played. And if they don't, you just adjust on the fly, which having a team that's, pretty experienced and as mentally locked in as we are, that's an advantage for us where we can kind of just, show up that day and play whoever happens to be on the schedule and be playing well enough that we should be able to compete in those situations.
And, Coach, with that, you guys are hopefully going to be playing on Monday against Garner Hayfield Ventura, and then you're going to turn around and go to North Union on Tuesday. Let's talk about those two games, because those are two pretty significant games. Garner is, the one team in the conference other than Garrigan that beat you that really gave you some troubles at their place to start the season. And, of course, we all know what it's like to go to North Union there that next night on Tuesday. So let's talk about that, and how do you find a couple of wins?
Not ideal to be playing those two teams back-to-back in that situation. Fortunate enough that the Monday night game will be at home. But, like you said, Garner played us extremely well. We were fortunate to get out of there with the win, and they're playing really good ball lately. They took Algona team into overtime, a game they quite honestly probably should have won in regulation, but let it get away from them a little bit. So, and obviously the rivalry factor is huge too. So we're going to have to be on top of our game, and the fact we haven't played, it'll be – whatever, it'll be 10 days between games by the time we play Monday. That's a little bit concerning, but I don't believe they played this week anyway. They played on, I think it was last Saturday or whenever it was. But anyway, so that game will be tough for us. We're going to have to play better than we did at Garner, which I'm sure we will. If we make shots, we'll be fine. And then, get on that bus and go over there and play it in that gym over in Armstrong, which is a tough place to play. That won't be easy either, and obviously, the first time we played them, the outcome was probably a little bit bigger point spread than most people anticipated, and I don't expect it to be that big of a spread going to North Union with that smaller gym, and they play better at home. And obviously, they'll be have that first game where they can make some adjustments on what they were trying to do. So just got to hope that we do the right things, that I do my job in getting us prepared to play them the second time around. But not real excited about those two games being back to back, but that's the way the schedule plays out, so we got to deal with it. But hopefully we play well on Monday and can go into that North Union game with a lot of confidence, knowing that that's a tough place to play.
And then you guys will get back on the practice floor on Wednesday and Thursday ahead of your Friday matchup with North Iowa. And North Iowa kind of in the same boat. They're going to play a bunch of games next week as well before they play you on Friday, a game that you get back at home.
Yeah, and, you know, North Iowa team that continues to get better. You know, I've said it before, Rick's done a great job in the last few years over there, and this year's team seems to be getting better every night out. And, you know, they played Thursday night, I think, and beat a St. Ansgar team. So they've at least played a little more frequent, or a little quicker than we have, or whatever. But that's a week away here before we play them. But once again, a game we'll get at home. So hopefully we can use our defensive pressure to cause them a few problems, and we'll worry about that game, I guess, come Wednesday. But a game we're certainly going to have to be ready to play as well, because North Iowa is getting better by the day.
Coach, does this kind of, obviously you don't always want to be in this situation, but when you kind of have it where you're practicing, don't always know who your opponent are, last week, this week, and then getting into next week, maybe kind of simulates the postseason a little bit, because you got, that you're going to play one of two teams, but you don't know which one it is, so you're kind of just preparing for a couple of teams and kind of getting ready for your next game and working on your own stuff. Does it kind of simulate the postseason, maybe helpful a little bit?
When you say that, that makes a lot of sense, because like you said, we know, our opponents are ahead of us on the schedule here now, and it's just not necessarily knowing the order, so kind of just, like we mentioned before, just kind of work on what we do and then have maybe a shorter prep period for who that opponent might be. So yeah, that's a lot like the postseason, and I mentioned, I believe, last week, playing a lot of games on the road here after break, especially late in the year. I think that's a kind of a good thing heading into tournament time as well, because we hope to host, if not all the way through postseason, at least the first two, so that'll help being at home. But if we do have to go on the road, being able to handle adversity and maybe a new environment, that type of thing. So all these little challenges in the second half of the season, I think, only make you better. And the type of thing I certainly want for my program is to be challenged all the time and always have to step up and be the better team every night out.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Stay warm out there, and we'll talk to you hopefully on Monday.
Yeah, next week. Thanks, Aaron.
That's 4A City girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding.